This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And we have in the studio a lovely young woman, Genevieve Chadwick. And if I can just tell you about Genevieve, at the young age of 12, a young, hyperactive, blonde-locked girl, Genevieve was always complaining about being bored. So her father gave her his guitar and the gesture was to change everything. Since then, Genevieve's toured the east coast of Australia armed with a guitar, stomp box, and sultry to soaring smokehouse vocals. Her growing fan base has compared her with Janis Joplin, Melissa Etheridge, Tracy Chapman, Joan Armatrading, and this is a crack up. Others believe that if John Butler were a woman, his name would be Genevieve Chadwick. So one of the editors of one of the magazines, Kath Butler from The Groove, said Genevieve looks like an angel, roars like a lion and plays guitar like a demon. She's the power within her to bring an entire venue to a complete standstill. And Trish and I, my partner Trish and I, can attest to that because we were at Lesbians in the House on the beginning of July, where Genevieve and a few other young performers took the stage and really just rocked the whole opera house. And that was sensational to have 2,000 women, just a standing ovation, stamping their feet. So good morning and welcome to Melbourne. Welcome to Joy. And we'd love to hear what you had to say about the Lesbians in the House concert from your side, the performer's side.
I had an absolute blast. Not only was it, you know, playing at the iconic Opera House, but especially in the under the banner of Lesbians in the House. As a younger lesbian, I found it really informative, uplifting to see, I suppose, the older side of the community and their view on what the community is. I think these days, well, for me anyway, you know, I go out and it's easy for me to walk down the street with a girlfriend or a lover and hold hands and kiss. And I recognised that evening what the older lesbians in the community had really done for younger girls like me. And I guess that wasn't something that had come to the front of my mind before. Yeah, it was such an amazing evening. Met so many amazing, talented women, and to perform in front of 2,000 screaming lesbians was just like a dream.
It was an amazing atmosphere, wasn't it?
Yeah,
just
it really
in the forecourt. And
wow, you're making me jealous. I missed
it. Yeah. Well, I think Genevieve, the promoter of the whole evening, that's what she did hope, was that the older lesbians would have something to give to the younger people, and vice versa. So that's obviously worked. And geez, I took my hat off to her and Gabby for running the evening.
They're incredible.
Yeah. Now, you've launched a new album.
I sure have.
And we're going to hear a track from that now. Would you like to introduce it?
Hi, I'm Bernadette from Blue House.
I'm Jackie from Blue House.
And I'm Julia from Blue House.
Yes, she is. And when we're close to a radio or even a computer.
On a Sunday morning, what do we like to listen to, girls?
Women on Waves.
Yeah, it's the best.
Women on Waves, women in waves.
I like to watch
with
women
and
waves.
And
women with waves.
I don't really care.
94.9.
So, Jen, you write your own music?
I sure do.
Yeah, and where do you get your inspiration?
Oh, through just life, you know. I think mostly through love and loss or freedom.
Yeah.
I suppose those things are really, well, they're easier for me to write about. So, yeah, anything that's got purpose and meaning in life really strikes me in my songwriting.
Fantastic. And would you like to share a song live?
Sure.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Wow, that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm always amazed at, how musicians just put their heart on their sleeve and just bloody rip it out like that. It's just really beautiful. But how do you improve on those songs one after the other? Like, you know, you just sort of pour it out, and then, you know, I just don't know how you just can keep doing that. And
where do you get your inspiration from?
Well, everywhere, you know. I think the thing is, when you're trying to write a song, is to not think about trying to make one better than the last.
Yeah.
Or I think you're more going to focus on how you feel about it all and the emotion of it, for me anyway.
Yeah.
I think what really is received by people is when something's so heartfelt or raw, and it's I don't know, it's not full of bells and whistles.
No, it just comes through, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think people receive the truth, and you can hear that in passion, and you know. I don't think it's about trying to be better or the best. Mm. I think it's just about being real.
And where do you hope the music's going to take you?
Well, it's taken me some really cool places, and I'm constantly having too much fun, but I'm not complaining. So I'm hoping that it can continue, and that my health doesn't suffer.
Yeah, you'll have to quit that smoking, I think, girl.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'll save the lecture for later.
All right. I deserve it.
That's your gift, so you want to take care of it.
Absolutely.
So if people want to buy your music, you've got a CD out.
I sure do.
What's the name of the CD?
The album's called Riding the Wind, Forgetting Time. So it's an idea of where I'm at these days with my life and what I'm trying to do with my career. Is just ride that wind and forget about the time, you know, just do it. But I sell the hard copies at all my gigs, but if you can't get to a gig, you can get it off iTunes.
Yeah, but it'd be pretty easy to get to a gig today. That's a good segue to say that you'll be at the Bendigo Hotel today at 4 o'clock-ish.
Yeah,
so,
in Collingwood there.
When people have finished at the Lead, we've got a bit of a Joy fundraiser happening, and if you need a break from all the activities there, pop on down to the Bendigo and hear some really great live music. And as we've always said on Joy 94.9, you have to encourage our local artists, keep them in Australia so we can get to hear more of them, and especially ones from our community that, you know, we need to give them as much support as we can. And
so it's all happening north side today.
As usual. Pity I'm on the wrong side of town, the wrong side of the tracks, but we'll trek across there.
Okay. So that's happening this afternoon.
Sure is.
Great. So if you want to get along there to the Bendigo Hotel and see Genevieve Chadwick.
Yeah, live. So in closing, we're going to play another track from that album, and we've had a bit of a discussion, and we probably need to go with something...
Brief.
You've got 5 minutes.
Oh, we've got 5 minutes. Well, I'd like to have a little bit more of a chat, so tell us a little bit about your background.
Oh, well, I don't like to tell people this, but I'm about to say it on live radio. I grew up in Canberra.
Oh, wow.
Some people hold that against you, but I got out of there quick smart and I moved to Melbourne.
Wise girl.
Thank you. Yes. Anyway, I've lived so many places since. These days I call home a little place called Ulladulla.
Oh, up here, South Coast.
Pretty. South Coast.
I lost my licence in Ulladulla, but that's another story.
So anyway. Did somebody else I know. Not me, no.
Yeah, me, me.
It's a very pretty spot.
Beautiful.
It really is. Yeah. It is a small coastal town. Sydney's about 3 hours up the road, and I suppose if I was to complain about one thing about Ulladulla is there's no gay community whatsoever.
Yeah, so. Well, now you can have the iPhone app put on your little iPhone, the Joy app, and you can stream Joy 24/7.
I'm going to get that.
Yeah, please do. Download it from joy.org.au. We'll send you the link, and
great.
You can just download it. And it's a great way to hear us when you're not within, because we've only got a sub-metro licence. So,
okay.
But now we have people all over the world listening, and we've got members, people have joined Joy from Europe and New Zealand, and you know, you're no longer thinking that you're just playing to, you know, 15 kilometres around Melbourne. There could be somebody in Holland.
Yes, and
waiting,
the Russian Federation, South America.
Yep. Joy's taking over the world.
Yeah, yeah. Anita sometimes tunes in when she's travelling the world from Canada or somewhere. Yeah.
So what do you want me to play?
What do you reckon?
I reckon I could leave it in your capable hands. Whatever you'd like, or maybe not.
All right. Well, let's go for Forget Time.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
That's track one, isn't it?
It is. Sure is. Trying to keep it simple.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're doing a good job on all the controls there.
Okay, so is this what was winding up?
Yeah. So this is a thank you to coming to Joy, and hope your gig's a great one, and we hope to see you in town more often, and keep building out those great tunes.
Will do. Thanks heaps, girls.
I could do with a little joy.
Hey, this is Bo Banto.
And you're listening to Anita and Caroline.
On Women on Waves, Joy 94.9.
And you're with Anita and Caroline here with Women on Waves. And Jen got a couple of messages, firstly from Joy, who absolutely loved it, and also from Jen, who's gone along to iTunes and she's spending her time listening, and she thanks Caroline for introducing her to the sounds.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.